So good morning, everyone. My name is Sheila Fraser. This is a meeting of the Due Process Oversight Committee. On the agenda today is consideration of a proposal to shorten the comment period for certain amendments to IFRS 17. So I will now turn this over to Richard or staff to perhaps take us through a brief summary of the amendments that are being proposed and the rationale for a shortened comment period.
Thank you, Sheila. This is Andrea Pride. So the purpose of this meeting today is to seek your approval for the shortened comment period for the forthcoming exposure draft of proposed amendments. And the exposure draft will propose targeted amendments that respond to concerns and implementation challenges that have been raised by stakeholders since IFRS has been implemented at the moment. At its May 2019 meeting, we are expecting to ask the board to set the comment period for this exposure draft, and we're looking for that comment period to strike a balance between the need to allow stakeholders time to consider the proposals and to provide further input to the board, but at the same time we want to be able to finalise any amendments to IFRS 17. So that we want to be able to finalise those amendments on a timely basis so that we can provide clarity about those amendments as soon as possible. So in seeking to strike that balance, we think that the standard comment period of 120 days is not necessary, as we've described in paragraph 6 of the agenda paper 1. And in particular, we're paying attention to the feedback we've heard about the need to minimise any disruption created by these amendments for both users and preparers of financial statements. At the same time, we recognise that an overly short comment period would not be appropriate either, given the nature of these amendments and of the complexity of IFRS 17 itself and the need for people to consider these amendments within that context. So therefore, we would like to recommend to the board that there should be a comment period of 90 days, which we think would balance that need for sufficient time to understand and respond to the exposure draft and yet also provide clarity about the proposals on a timely basis so that companies can continue with their implementation processes.
Good, thank you. Are there any questions from members?
No, I don't.
No, Sheila, not from
no
me.
No question from...
No question.
Not from me either, not from me either.
No. And none
so we are in agreement to shorten the comment period to 90 days?
Yes.
Agreed.
Good. Thank you. I think this has been a very efficient meeting of the Due Process Oversight Committee.
Thank you.
I don't know if staff has anything else they wish to add. You could perhaps, Andrew, just tell us when do you expect this to be published, like to go out?
We're expecting the decision from the board to happen in May, so there will be a board paper posted recommending a comment period to the ISB next week, and the exposure draft itself to be published at the end of June.
Oh, at the end of June, okay. Okay, good. I think that's all for today, if I'm correct.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, Sheila, for stepping in.
Thank you all. And have a good day.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.